brecha y luz. Vestido de guardia cárcel y aferrado a un plan. Cruzar aquel cementerio hacia la libertad. Por Bahía Golondrina hay un cúter blanco. Sin banderas ni tribulaciones. Detrás de un árbol barrera no sale que el centinela. Es quien hoy paga por el crimen de Juan Ramón Falcón. Apolinario, piedad.
9420
9410
Toda la manteca
SDH
Hakuna MC
Z
Haciendo tantra con chicas rastas que gimen infinitas y nunca dicen basta. Están desnudas, prendiendo un blon, haciendo un praga, me dan su amor. Lavan mis heridas, mis cortes, calman mi dolor. Amo vendarlas y que no me vean, ponerle esposas y correas, darle chirlos y dejar en su espalda cera de velas, darle orgasmos hasta que salga una cascada de sus cuerpos y viajar inmerso por cada constelación del universo. Mientras cumplen mi deseo más perverso, tomo champán mientras acarician y dan besos a mi miembro. Soy experto en esto, amo ver sus caras llenas de placer, llegar al límite del gozo de una mujer. José Z.
La noche empezó bien, con esa boquita mamita un pete de 10. De los 20 que le tiraron solo yo me la llevé. Me dice que la haga cosita de esa que sale en la internet. Me gusta tu teta, fumate una seca, el seta, artesano de la piel. Yo, vamos a pegarnos, yo no hago el amor. Te cojo arriba abajo y mi lente vapor. Te excito con lujuria, tu amiga la rubia, traela que también hay calor. Por humo yo moro, morbo con tu cuerpo, lo receto el doctor. Ay, yeah, ella quiere que se lo ponga. Yeah, yeah. Porque ella anda bien cachonda. Loquita, está bien rica, mato la onda. Me gustan tus ojitos y lo fina que es tu tanga. Acá el plan es dar, entrar, salir, gustar, chupármela y después me toca a mí. Yo soy el man y man para tu fantasía. Somos fuego, le mando un rap a las perras mías.
Y las mías.
Y las tuyas.
Y las suyas.
Todas ustedes mujeres.
9420-9410.
Chica rica.
Sí.
Homies, friends, amigos, yes, we are traveling through Tierra del Fuego, Chile, Argentina, it doesn't matter, we traveled to both sides, but primarily the Argentina side, because there's bigger towns there, and more people making the musics. So, yeah, the last piece was a group from Rio Grande, it's a big river, and yes, they are called... Hakuna MC and Zeta SDH. Yeah, some of the premier MCs, aside from the Penguins down there, were even better. And the song was Todo La Manteca, just a single from, I think, 2 years ago. Before that, Ignacio Boreal, and he has a song called Apolinario and Simón, the exclamation mark at the end, from 2011, his debut LP. Very nice. I liked how it changed rhythm and tempo halfway through. Yeah, there you go. Very nice. Yeah, a lot of rock music down there. A lot of indie, a lot of folk. And before that, started off the set with the song decrying the battle between beavers and penguins. El Castor y el Pingüino, the beaver and the penguin, by Simon Radawitsky, which might be the name of this band. It's a four-piece, some MC, and... guitar, bass, drums, so I'd say quite a bit like Rage Against the Machine. Yes, 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 inspired. And on their album cover, there is a package of human ears for sale. Can't see how much they're costing. Oh, $85 for eight ears? Sounds like a bit of a ripoff, you ask me. Yeah, anyways, so if you want to read actually about the ongoing saga of the beavers in Tierra del Fuego, there's an article in the Huffington Post, came out in January this year, the Canadian publication, saying Canadian beavers destroying Patagonian forests in Chile and Argentina. Yeah, ongoing dilemma. And some people are saying, well, you know, the animal rights activists aren't so stoked about 100,000 beavers being slaughtered. You can imagine. It's part of their job. So they're saying, bring them to Canada, send them over. And biologists are saying, that's not convenient at all. How do you make a boat big enough for 100,000 beavers? Alex, do you know?
I'm going to guess that a boat for 100,000 beavers would probably be made out of wood, I would imagine.
Yep.
Yeah. And
what would be the problem with having a boat made of wood?
No, I don't foresee any problems of wood. In Canada, we have lots of wood, and okay. Beavers in Argentina could even facilitate the construction of this boat because they could chew down the trees and then make the boats to be transported back to to Canada.
Sounds perfectly logical.
Yeah. Now, so. The real primary concern would be the poop deck, because I don't know how exactly beavers poop. Do they even poop, or do they just get bigger and bigger and then just sort of blow up?
Okay. You're sounding like a real correspondent biologist until you
Okay, well, if you were going to, like, transport these beavers, it'd be really hard because it's probably going to be, like, a 25-day journey, right, to bring... First off, you have still to catch the beavers, which is going to be way harder than killing them, right?
Yeah.
Then you'd have to stick them on a boat. You have to get a Kickstarter project. You have to make it less than $8 million because the government only wants to use $8 million to kill these beavers. Yeah, kill them all.
And how would you feed them for the whole journey? Would there be catering service?
You'd have to make stops, like, up along the coast. Catering service? Yeah. Maybe you could get, like, the smaller boats to, like, come up and give some supplies. And you'd have to make sure that, like, the beavers, like, could mate or something. Like, you'd have to make sure that you had enough male beavers and female beavers. And if they're in captivity, are they going to, like, attack each other?
Wow. A lot of questions. A lot of questions still. So, we could start a Kickstarter campaign to save the beavers.
And then if it doesn't work, you could just use the money to ensure that beavers in Canada can breed well. Make some beaver acts, help them procreate in Canada.
So down in Tierra del Fuego, there's only 135,000 people and about 100,000 beavers currently. So,
but how's their economy doing? This is their chance for the world stage. Think about it. Yeah. All over the world, the whole world could care about the beavers. You know, like people like, oh, the rhinos. Ah, the cheetahs. Who cares about the beavers? We could make this a thing.
We could make this a big political shabam-a-lam.
A shabam-a-lam.
Well, but for now, we'll have to just sit and see what happens down there. Let's keep chatting about this, but we'll let these folks on the other side hear another song. We could go on forever with the beaver talk.
Beaver talks. Well, what do you got lined up, Nick?
I got the southernmost surf rock band in the world.
Yes.
Called Cowabunga. It was confusing because in Mexico there's also a band called Cowabunga, and they also have Ninja Turtles logo, and yeah, these guys are very much inspired by 90s surf.
The 90s surf.
And the Teenage Ninja Turtles. So Cowabunga here, just a live song. They don't seem to bother making proper recordings. They got too much time down at the beach surfing. So yeah, Cowabunga with the song Surfista del Viento. Right on. South, south, deep south surf. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, Cowabunga right there from Rio Grande, Tierra del Fuego, Argentina. So the end of the program here. Hope you enjoyed tripping around and visiting the deep, deep, deep south of South America. And we're going to finish with the woman who we started with, Lola Kiepja, and she is the last of the Selk'nam people, also known as the Ona, the native population of Tierra del Fuego, from the Big Island down there. Yes, so this was a recording from 1964. She passed away in 1966. And yes, who knows, hopefully there are some people making music somewhere, maybe not in the cities, but somewhere in Tierra del Fuego. Yes, so an untitled piece of music, but just a couple more minutes of her before the end of the show. Good day, everybody, and one love to all humans. Nick Legacy signing out.
something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
It's March, and you know what that means. It's les rendezvous de la francophonie.
Check out rvf.ca to discover all the activities and contests happening across Canada.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.